Let's check high school sports around the area. First, last night, a few girls' basketball matchups around the region. Bishop Elin Catholic downed Kemper Catholics 46-39 last night. It was Bedford over Clark 67-22. Lamoni beat Orient Maxburg 45-26. In boys' basketball, Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon, an 86-79 winner over Kemper Catholic. It was Clark beating Bedford 59-58 and Lamoni topping Orient Maxburg 68-53. Tonight in high school basketball, we have a doubleheader for you here on the radio as Chris will be in Glenwood tonight. Atlantic on the road at Glenwood in Hawkeye 10 girls and boys basketball play. It's a doubleheader tonight. Girls get things started at 6 o'clock, the boys at 7:30, and you can catch it all live right here on the radio. Well, the Associated Press announced its first high school boys basketball rankings of the season. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley is ranked number one. Iowa City West and Pleasant Valley round out the top three. Abraham Lincoln is in ninth in the opening top 10 poll. Also, Class 3A, Dubuque Wallert is the number one team opening up the season with Pella number two. Harlan is rated number three with Glenwood in at number eight in the rankings. In Class 2A, Western Christian, Trainer, and Western Dubuque are the top three rated teams with Kemper Catholic at number seven. And in Class 1A, it's Gladbrook Rhinebeck, West Hancock, and Boyden Hall, the top three. IKM Manning is in the top 10. They're at number six in the opening poll. Well, the Big Ten Conference announced their weekly men's basketball honors Monday afternoon, and Iowa senior forward Jared Utoff has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week, along with Maryland sophomore guard Mello Tremble. Utoff averaged 29.5 points, 9 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks per game versus Western Illinois and Iowa State. For the week, he shot 61.1% on 22 of 36 from the field, 69.2% on 9 of 13 from the arc, and 85.7%, 6 of 7, from the free throw line. Utoff scored 27 points and pulled down 9 rebounds in 23 minutes of action in the 90-56 win over Western Illinois, and then poured in a career-high 32 points, corralled 9 rebounds, and tallied 4 blocks in the 83-82 setback at Iowa State. This is Utah's second career Big Ten Player of the Week honor. The Big 12 Conference announced their Men's Basketball Player of the Week honors Monday, and Iowa State senior forward Jameel McKay earned the Player of the Week honors, along with senior guard Javon Felix of Texas. McKay averaged a double-double with 17 points and 10 rebounds in 3 Cyclone victories. He shot 68.8% in the 3 contests, made 7 of 10 from the free throw line, while adding 3 assists, 3 blocks, and 4 steals. He started the week with 13 points and 10 boards against Buffalo before posting 20 points and 12 rebounds against Iowa. And McKay concluded his week with 18 points and 8 boards Sunday in a win over Arkansas Pine Bluff. Iowa State will have added depth on Saturday when the Cyclones play Northern Iowa in the Big Four Classic in Wells Fargo Arena. It'll be the first game for 6'4 junior Deontay Burton, who's been sitting out since transferring from Marquette at the end of the first semester last season.
Deontay's role could change, you know, based on if Naz is healthy, if Naz isn't healthy. And so, you know, the biggest thing, you know, we've been having success. Deontay's a terrific player, but we just got to slowly work him in to the lineup, you know, in practice and in games.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says they will work Burton into the rotation, but it may take several games to help establish his role. Prohm says he envisions Burton helping out at the forward spot.
Well, I think he'll add some depth up front, you know. I think he'll add some toughness and some depth up front into our front court to where really you got Jameel and George right now, and then, you know, you go to Dooley, really, as your next big, and he'll bring some depth and toughness up front, great athleticism, and so, you know, those are the biggest things.
Iowa State is 9-0 on the season. Arius Austin is leaving the Northern Iowa basketball program. Austin saw action in 9 games for the Panthers after transferring from Des Moines Area Community College.
You know, he came in, and he worked hard this summer, worked really hard this fall, did all the things that we asked him to do. And it made some good progress. His only reason for wanting to move on to another school was being in a situation where he was going to play more.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who says Austin just expressed a desire for more playing time.
With our roster, with Wes and Bo and Jeremy and Wyatt, you know, he knew that he was going to have to earn some minutes when he came in, and wants to be in a spot where he's going to have a chance to be a starter and play significant minutes and have a different role, and I understand that.
The Panthers are 6-3 after a lopsided loss at New Mexico. Michigan State and Kansas remain the top two teams in the Associated Press College basketball poll. The Spartans are a runaway number one, receiving all but one first-place vote from the 65-member national media panel on Monday. Kansas was on top of the other ballot. Oklahoma, after its impressive win over Villanova, jumps from seventh to third and is followed by Kentucky, Iowa State, Maryland, Duke, Virginia, Purdue, and Xavier. George Washington and UCLA join the poll for the first time this season at 21st and 22nd. Number 24 Texas A&M and number 25 Connecticut both rejoined the top 25 after having been ranked earlier in the season. Vanderbilt, Oregon, Utah, and Gonzaga dropped out from last week. Iowa State also stayed at number 2 in the USA Today coaches poll, with Michigan State number 1 in that poll as well. The rest of the top 10 in the coaches poll are Oklahoma, Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, Maryland, Purdue, Virginia, and Xavier. Well, the New York Giants continue to share first place in the weak NFC East after Odell Beckham Jr. and Eli Manning helped them end a three-game losing streak. Beckham grabbed an 84-yard touchdown pass from Manning early in the fourth quarter to break a 24-all tie in the Giants' 31-24 win at Miami. Beckham finished with 7 receptions for 166 yards, including a 6-yard scoring grab that tied the game in the third quarter. The outcome leaves the 6-7 Giants tied for first with Washington and Philadelphia. The Dolphins dropped to 5-8 and were mathematically eliminated from the AFC playoff chase. Broncos coach Gary Kubiak said Monday that he wasn't prepared to say if Peyton Manning would return to practice this week or whether Brock Osweiler would definitely start at Pittsburgh this weekend. Manning has been sidelined for a month with a left foot injury. He resumed throwing last week on his own, but has yet to practice with the team since having his hard cast removed and ditching his walking boot 2 weeks ago. Osweiler's coming off his first 300-yard passing game, one that was ruined by Khalil Mack's 5 sacks, his receiver's buttery fingers, and a leaky line in a 15-12 loss to the Raiders. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton won't need surgery on his broken thumb, giving him a chance to play again this season. Dalton broke the thumb on his passing hand during Sunday's loss to the Steelers. It's still unclear how many games he'll miss. Former Alabama QB A.J. McCarron will serve as the Bengals signal caller while Dalton recovers. Rob Manfred has become the latest baseball commissioner to say no to Pete Rose. Manfred has informed Rose that his application for reinstatement to baseball has been denied. In a lengthy statement, the commissioner said he and his staff conducted a thorough investigation of Rose and his history of gambling. Manfred said he doubts that Rose has a scope of his violations. Manfred said in a letter sent to Rose that baseball's all-time base hit king hasn't been completely honest about his gambling on baseball and that he continues to bet on games. The commissioner said his ruling has no bearing on whether or not Rose is ever considered for the Hall of Fame, adding that any debate over Mr. Rose's eligibility for the Hall of Fame is one that must take place in a different forum. Rose initially was banned by Commissioner Bart Giamatti in 1989, a decision that has been continued by Commissioners Faye Vincent, Bud Selig, and now Manfred. And also in baseball news, the San Francisco Giants have landed another free agent starting pitcher. Johnny Cueto and the Giants have agreed to a 6-year contract pending a physical. The Giants say the deal contains a team option for 2022, although Cueto can opt out after the 2017 season and become a free agent again. The 29-year-old right-hander was 11-13 with a .344 earned run average in 32 starts for Cincinnati and Kansas City, which acquired him in a trade July 26th. That signing comes after the Giants locked up free agent hurler Jeff Samardzija earlier this month. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider.